Shabbos ends and the Yom Tov begins, as we have this year. We have Yom Tov fell on Shabbos and Sunday. So Saturday night we made Abdullah and we made Kiddush. So on that we also make, that is four. I mean, well, no, it's a different Shabbos, we make it because we came from Kodesh Lachol. It's a difference. And on Shabbos, Yom Tov, I might say that we really don't make it. Abdullah, because you're still involved in the future. Yeah. So we say, there we also have. Yeah. And on Mesoy Yonzo, for example, this year, Mesoy Yonzo, Mesoy Sukkot was on Sunday night. And on Sunday night began Halamay. So we made Abdullah again. But this time we made Abdullah, Mavi and Kodesh Lachol. But we made Abdullah again. So how many have we counted up?
One.
And it's five or four? Five. All right, can you count a bit of the night? But we don't make Abdullah let us say if Yom Tov fell on Thursday and Friday. Then on Friday we don't make Abdullah. So the rule is we make Abdullah when we go from holiness to profane, or we go from a higher lowly holiness to a lower holiness. Then we make Abdullah. But from a lower holiness to a higher holiness, we don't make Abdullah. We stand to reason. That's the rule. Says the Baraita further. Yes, Eric?
Because
ordinary Yom Tov. Yom Kippur is not regarded in as a Yom Tov in the usual sense of the word. Because one of the things that distinguishes Yom Tov is achilo ushikilo. That's a machto, it means eating and drinking. And achilo means meat, and drinking means wine. And on Yom Kippur, you haven't got it. Follow? It's achilo ushikilo that comes out of Yom Tov. Of course, if we have a kilo, it's just you. These are Yomim Noroim. But they can be Yomim Noroim and the Yom Tov, and it can be Yomim Noroim and it's not a Yom Tov. For example, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov, it's not a Rega,
yeah.
But it's a Yom Tov.
Yeah.
You've got that which is a Yom Tov and a Rega. What is a Yom Tov? Yom Tov is distinguished by a Chilo, which is Chilo. You've got the eating and drinking. Very good. For example, on Yom Tov, as opposed to Shabbos, you are permitted Ocher Nefesh, which you haven't considered. Ocher Nefesh is permitted on Yom Tov, it's not permitted on Shabbos. Ocher Nefesh you can cook. You can cook on Yom Tov, you can't cook on Shabbos. You can roast, you can fry on Yom Tov, you can't do it on Shabbos. So that is the difference that we have. All right, so those are the times that you say, yes, sir.
From the lower to the higher, you say the blocker, from the higher to the lower, you say the Abdullah.
That's right.
It doesn't, it's not right.
But Gibson says is that in the kidney there is no mention of the yogurt that we are eating. There is no mention in the kidney. In the Kiddush on Saturday night, there is mention of the Shabbos which we are leaving. But in, we are saying goodbye to the Shabbos. But you can, it doesn't ring true. Let us say, let me try and put it to you this way. Yes, not quite. It's not, if you don't worry about what? No, it's even more than that, you see. Let me put it to you this way. Let us say, it's not a good example. It's a caricature of an example, but it's a bit of an idea. Let us say, we are, you know, even though it's king, and even a president that may sit there and measure the upper, but let us try this might work. Let us say, Mr. Reagan and his wife are at arm's hold for a coming to our house. The women are coming, they're coming on a Thursday. But they give a special note from Mr. Reagan that he wants to have some other time with us. So he's going to come on Wednesday, not on Thursday. So he will be able to spend the whole of Wednesday with us. But there's a difference. On Wednesday, I am Mr. Reagan. On Thursday, I am the priest. Follow. So on Thursday, I am the priest. But on Wednesday, I am the student. So, yeah, we've got to give him a send-off. When the president, on Thursday, he's the president, have we got to give him a welcome? But we don't have to say goodbye to him before we welcome him. You follow? That is why, that is what it is, that you are getting from a one Kedusha to a prayer Kedusha. To say goodbye, it doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound right. But please, we've got to get on because I've got to, has anybody got a watch? Oh, just fine. Or I'm on schedule. Horogil omer harvei v'she'ena rogel omer ahar. The second part of the Baraita, which is all part of the Baraita, the second part of the Baraita says, Horogil. A person who is accustomed, it rolls off his tongue. Some people are accustomed to it, some people are not accustomed to it. Horogil omer harvei. A person who is accustomed says many have your length. V'she'ena rogel omer ahar. And a person who isn't accustomed to it says only one. What does Rabbi Oshia say? Hafilchais, if a one wants to reduce the number, then Zichos Megimel, it mustn't be less than two. And God will see that it is actually one. Got it? Says the Kasha. Answers the Gemara Tannoi. This is a Machlokes Tannoi. The former Rabbi Yochanan ben Nonshel Kadoshi, who calls Rabbi Yochanan, who was the son of holy parents, Omer says, he says, if you want to reduce it, then you can reduce it to one. And what is the one? If you want to reduce it, that's exactly like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. That is the Kiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. The Noagu Ho'om Lomai Shtole. And the people are accustomed to say three. So that is what the Gemara answers. It says, the Idamat Lotus, Rabbi Oshia says not less than three. The Rabbi Yochanan, the son of Kedoshim, says you can actually say one. And that is from where Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi took it. Rabbi Anus Grunde Hanasi said, I'm not even 30 for home. So that answers that question. So now we've covered that. Here's the Gemara, Manu, the non-Shakadoshi. who is the non-sure connection, I'm sorry. When it says there, or when the Gemara says Tanoi, it's a Machlokes Tanoi. The Baraita says the person who is in the castle says one. Machlokes Tanoi, the Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, the non-sure connection Omer Achas, the son of holy parents, says one. But you can say one. But no girl on them are children. But the people are accustomed to say three. Man Niyu, the non-self Kedoshim. Who is the son of Kedoshim? Is the Gemara Rabbi Menachem Bar Shimoi. He is Rabbi Menachem Bar Shimoi. So am I called the non-self Kedoshim? Why was he called the non-self Kedoshim? The note is Saki, the Kuroto Jezuzo. Because he would not look at the equivalent of effigy, what do you call the face on a coin? There is a special word that he used. Not effigy, it's a special word. He didn't look at the image. He didn't look at the image of the king that was on the coin. We have in a sheer in the nothing. Please, you can give it to me. We have it in a sheer in the nothing, in the nothing base, in the second book of the nothing. We have a sheer. You don't remember it. I gave you a long sheer on this subject. Interesting principle. In which we deal. Look what happens here. The question is, the Gemara asks, why was this person called the non-shelkadosh? Who was he? So he tells us he's right. So the Gemara says, why was he called the non-shelkadosh? Because the man stuck at the Kurusa de Zuzo. He couldn't look at the Kura of the Zuzo. So we say, what is wrong in looking at the Kura of the Zuzo? He said because on the coin there was the image of the king. Right? And he said, and the king, the what king? The Roman emperor. And the Roman emperor said himself out of a god. So he didn't even look at it. He didn't even look at that image.
Who was that?
Rabbi Menachem Bar Shimon, who was called the son of Holy Parents, the non-shelkadosh, the son of Holy One. That was the Holy Parents, the son of Holy One. That question is asked. Then his parents should have been the ones who didn't look at it. That question is asked. But let us just try and get this. The non-shelkadosh. The thing is, well, I'll explain that to you also in a moment. But let us first of all get this. So, let us say it was only the king. The war, the Jehoram, you remember, who was Jehoram? Whose son was he? Achaz, that's right. Jehoram was the son of Achaz. Jehoram went out, decided that he was going to war against Moab, because Moab was chief to pay tribute to him. So he asked the king of Israel to join him. Who was the king of Israel? Jehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat was the king of Israel. Yehoshaphat was a Tzaddik. And Yehoram was a Rosho Bid Rosho. And Yehoshaphat was a Tzadik from the dynasty of David HaMelech, but he was a Tzadik. So he asked Yehoshaphat to join him in battle. So Yehoshaphat said, yes, let us go via Edom, and we'll get the king of Edom to join us. So they had the king of Edom, the king of Yehuda, and the king of Shomron, all going to battle against Moab, which was a formidable force. There was no question that they would win. But since they went through, from Shomron they went south through Yehuda, and from Yehuda they went again southeast through Edom, and then from Edom they went again northwest to attack Moab. So they had to go through a desert. When they came to a desert, they found that they were without any water. Not only could they not do without water, but the animals couldn't do without water. And if the animals couldn't do without water, they would die and they wouldn't have any food. Because they took with them for this great, three great armies, they took animals with them for the food. So the animals had no water. They had no water. So Yehoram says, I understand what all these things is about. Hashem has brought us here because he wants to kill us. Because everything was in our favor. So Yehoshaphat says, look here, with all due respect, Yehoram, you are not the person to interpret Hashem's dreams. Perhaps there is a novice here. So they said, yes, there is. Happens to be Elisha here. Elisha knew that his services would be required. He saw to it that he was there. They called Elisha and he said, Elisha, they called, if I go where Elisha and Melech Yisrael, Elisha says to the Melech Yisrael, what have I got to do with you? Mali Balam. Yahweh, what have I got to do with you? You call me. You go to the prophets of your father and to the prophets of your mother. There are 400 of them that were there from Harat Karmel. Go to them. Says Yehoram to him, please. Go to them. This is part of you. You haven't got time for that. You're going to die. Says Elisha, Yehoram, I want you to know. And Yehoram is there, and Elisha is like this. He says, Yehoram, listen to me. Chai Hashem Tzavakot. I swear by the Lord, the God of hosts. Hashem Amadet in the Lord of whom I might stand. Ki lu lei b'nei Yehoshaphat melech Yehuda aminu say. If it were not for the respect that I have for Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, im abit eilecha v'im yerecha. If I would glance at you, if I would even look at you. Why not? And I tell you this kind of story with the Hadoni. I tell you this story with the Hadoni. A good girl went to the Hadoni because there was a question of the story. The question of that girl is the army. Once that girl is the army, and she wanted the Hadoni to accept that the time of the Hadoni. much more so aren't you allowed to drink wine and beer if you're coming into the Kodesh? You're coming into the Beit HaMikdash. How can you do it? No wine and beer. And that is the reason why on Simchat Torah we have the Duchenin in the Shachrit. Because during Kriyas HaTorah, those who heard Kriyas HaTorah make kiddush. So it means that they have something to drink. So if a Kohen has something to drink, he can't afterwards Duchen. So that is why we Duchen shouldn't be in the, that is why at Amelchol we have the Duchenin in the Shachrit. So there, Ula Havdil, and this is Chukat along the Tereseket, Ula Havdil Bein HaKodesh U Bein HaKol. And to make a Havdila between Kodesh and between Chol. U Bein HaTomei U Bein HaTroid. And to make a Havdila between that which is unclean and that which is clean. Is that clear? So that is, so now we've got two of them. What is the next one we have got? Bein Yisrael U Amin. Is that it? Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Bein? Then we've got a third one saying Shoei Lo Amin, is that right? Then Shoei Lo Amin, that might be in Shemot, or it might be there, just let me see. It might be in Shemot, but I think it may be there, because yes, it is here. Do you doubt him between a behemo at a hero or at a male, or between a ufa tome and a shohel? And then it says, the Yishem Lisa Goshim, your Gosh Ali Hashem, you shall be holy to me, because I Hashem am holy, for Abdil Eschem Mino Ha'amin Liyay Shri, and I will divide you from the people to be mine. Have you got it? For Abdil Eschem, and I will divide you from the people to be mine. So that is Bein Yisrael Ha'amin. So we've got all three there. Is that right? So now we've got Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, you couldn't give him the Abdullah to Amudah the Torah. If you make Abdullah, you've got to make those Abdullahs that are in the Torah. So we've got to see that the three Abdullahs that we make, as we're not allowed to make less than three, those three are in the Torah. Says the Gemara may say, I will ask you a question from a Baraita. On Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We learned that the Baraita say that Abdullah's hate. What are the Seder of Dorot? What are the order of Dorot? Omer, here's the Braise, he says, Amavdil Bein Kodesh LaKodesh. Please count them up for me, gentlemen. But you have to use both hands, yes. Amavdil Bein Kodesh LaKodesh. Bein El LaKodesh. Bein Yisrael Ramin. Bein Sri Yodah. Uvein Yom Mashiach Yisheshish Yemei Amar says that is number four. Saying Tomei La Shoel, I gave you that one, I showed you that one in Vayikra. Five. Saying Ayom Lechoro, four. That means six. Saying Maimu Ergenim Lamaim Atachtonim. That is also in the Great Way. Yabdel and Kim Bein Lamaim Hashem Alorokia, Ubein Lamaim Hashem Atachat Lorokia. How many have we got? Seven. Saying Tomei Ladin. The Israel, between Kohenim and Levim Israeli, between Kohenim and Levim and Israeli. So how many have we got? Eight. Well, please, it makes a very big difference. You must get the number right, because the whole Gemara is now going to go on the number. Quickly through again, say the Abdullah says, Omer Ramazi ben Kodesh Lakos, Ben El Lakosha, Ben Israel Rami, Uben Yo Mashi, the Shesha said, May Amati, you must carry that one too. Ben Shomei Lakosha, he's five. Bein Ayom Lechorobot, between the sea and the dry land. Six. Bein Maim El Yonim L'Maim Masach Tonim is seven. Bein Kohenim L'Levim Yisraelim is eight. That is, those are the Seder of God. So we have counted up eight, right? The same thing, the Seder Bereshit. And how does he end? So we've got three views on how he ends. The one says he ends Boruch Atu Hashem. Had same day of Beloshi, who ordered in the beginning, he says in order in the beginning, This is a miracle that says what are the sages of Abdullah, and he says these are they, one says, and he tells you these eight are the ones you said, right? And how do you end it? So you begin, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. That is the end of the Brahma. Of course, we don't fasten like any of these three, because we fasten that we say, Amavi Buruchatu Hashem, Amavi Ben Kedish Lakov, or Ben Kedish Lakov. So we don't fasten like any of these three. So that comes later. The Inti, so ask the Gemara the Inti, and if it is as you say, that every Havdolah must be in the Torah, for then Ayom Lechavoro, make it to the day Havdolah. Between the sea and the dry land, there is no Havdolah mentioned in the Torah. All there is mentioned is, Hashem says, Yikobu Hamayim Lemokom Yechor. May all the waters be gathered to one place, the Torah Eha Yavosho, and may the dry land be seen. But it doesn't say divided. So it conflicts. Since the Gemara Samini Kam Beina Yom Lechorobo, take out from here Beina Yom Lechorobo. Don't say that. It has come out of the Barash. So how many are we left with? So now we've got seven. Ask the Gemara, just like you finished this thing here. Ask the Gemara in Hoki, so, they know Mashiach Yeshayas Yemeya Mase, Nami Me'el Chasimohu, but he has said they know Mashiach Yeshayas Yemeya Mase is not one of the Abdullahs, it's not in the Torah. It's from the end, it's there only because of the Me'el Chasimoh. We've got to have something of the Chasimoh there. So how many are we left with now? So we haven't got the minimum of seven. So it's either three or seven. So yeah, we haven't got the seven now. Answers both the Chodo, the Lekosheva. So we are missing one of the aren't seven. Answers the Gemara Amri, I will hear you. Kohanim, Levim, the Israelim, Tveinim. The Kohanim and Levim and the Israelim are two matters. It's first of all, Levim, the Israelim. First of all, I can make the distinction between Levim and the Israelim, these things as it is written. For Hashem on that day divided David Levi. He made a distinction between the whole of David Levi and the Israelis. So that is one of the Torah that we've got, that Hashem put Levi separate from Israelis. And they are Kohanim and Levim, and then he made a distinction between Kohanim and Levim also. Mr. Gindi isn't here today. But he made the distinction between Mr. Gindi and Spirit God in two. The Siv, Bnei Amram, Aharon, Umeshe. The sons of Amram were Aaron and Moshe. Vayavgeir Aharon. And Hashem set Aharon aside. Lahadisha Kodesh Kodoshe. That he's got to be in the Kodesh Kodosh. And now we can come back to our Brocha, and we've got the complete Brocha now. What is the complete Brocha? If Yahshua is Yahshua is Amachor Yisroel in Secho, there are two Abdullahs there. You have divided. God is not speaking about dividing Yisroel from our Amim, because that would have been redundant. If Yahshua is Yahshua Amacho Yisrael, the people in Israel in itself you have divided and you have sanctified the speech of Zeho. And there are two. You have divided the favored lady from the rest of the people, and you have divided the colony from the favored lady. Now if you would add up the Abdullahs here, you've got seven Abdullahs. You've got seven Abdullahs. The question is, why do we have seven? So we've got, on an ordinary Friday night, we've got three. On an ordinary Shabbos, we've got three.
saying, Shabbat is Yom Kippur, you've got four. The thing is, why is we've got seven? Why do we need seven? Eric, now you can ask your question. Yes. So that's why it says Tamei. Take it out. Because he put in, I'll have to discuss that in connection with this also. He put in things that are there by implication also. So by implication, you can mention it in Abdullah because it's not one of the Abdullahs. If it is, you follow. It's not one of the others. You can say seven, and you can even, once you've got seven, you can put in those things that are by implication, but they're not one of the seven. So these are by implication, that's right, you can put it in. That's right. Well, by implication, you can be there. So there's the seven. The one thing is to work it out. The seven that you've got to say, these are the seven. We want to make it a course of the seven. It mustn't be less or more than seven. Right? Any other questions?
I don't know seven. I don't
know seven. Because of the seven cervicals.
Yeah.
The seven is here. The seven cervicals.
So
three, it's also, I'm not quite sure there's also something on the three. Not necessarily, but according to Shmuel, that we've got to prove make en hachimoto, Thomas la hachimoto, so you've got to have the Kedisha Shabbos, the Kedisha Yom Kippur Zalto. Once you've got to have that, so you've already got four. So you've got to have seven. And we think there's a very big child in that. Because it doesn't say the Kedisha Shabbos, the Kedisha Yom Kippur Zalto. Doesn't say that. So there we've got another idea. And this is the Rosh. The Rosh puts it this way. The Rosh says, we've got two views. Not less than three, and if you want to increase, not less and not more than seven. What the Chazal wants to see is that they're keeping one Abdullah. Then he can do it himself. So the Abdullah, the two Shabbos, he will bring in the seven. The two Shabbos are for the Yom Kippur. The best actual, what is the time now? This is what I said you will do. So now you see how this Abdullah works out to this last thing. That it works out and it's clear. Therefore, that is speaking not saying Israel or Amin because it would be nonsense. And you'll never find nonsense in the Baratha, you'll never find nonsense in the Gemara. So that's out of the question. So what does it mean? It means between. Two things. Between. So if you say that maybe I'm Israel, and between you say that maybe between Selim and the Baratha. And then you've got your seven of Israel. If you want philosophy, I'll give you philosophy. Where do I need to make a stronger line of demarcation between things that are complex? completely apart for the three things that are very near to one. Very near. The greatest is the greatest. I received a letter today from a person who is writing a PhD, and he wants to know, of course, discrimination of women in religion. He writes the pages and pages, but I give my comments on that. So I received that letter from this. Please understand me. I just haven't been right. Justification, which is necessary for you to receive from me an intelligence and a significant confidence. Nevertheless, if I could interpret it on you, I do wish to pay you the courtesy of a reply, and therefore I shall contain myself with one remark. I reference the Taylor. There is a distinction between discrimination of the sexes and separation. To those who are not this with the Talmudic law, this distinction we must not communicate. Yes, I mean. Distinction between discrimination and separation. Do the two things? You can understand the two. That's philosophy.
85 minutes.
Oh, no.